B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session, and you always have fun when it's a couples court, right? That's what we have today. We have Rebecca and Ronan on the phone with us this morning. Hey, guys, good morning.
Morning.
Well, look, true confessions. Rebecca, you emailed us, and you've talked Ronan into joining us on the phone because we thought it'd be better if you're both on this call together, okay?
Yes.
So, Rebecca, I'm going to start with you. What brings you to couples court today?
Okay, so I just want to get some opinions from other people. My boyfriend and I have been living together for a couple months. Everything is great with Ronan. He's amazing. It's just this one thing that is my holdback. And before we go any further, waste each other's time anymore, go the next step, whatever you want to call it, I just need to figure out which way to go on this open door policy. And what that means is that when I'm in the bathroom, say I'm doing my makeup or my hair, he just freely walks into the bathroom and goes.
Ronan?
So she's so uptight about this thing. I know everyone's going to side with me. I mean, what's the big deal? I don't mind if she comes in and goes.
Okay.
You don't?
But I might.
No.
So, Ronan, why is this for you okay?
I mean, with one bathroom, what are we supposed to do? If I got to go to the bathroom, I'm supposed to go downstairs, walk down the street to the Dunkin' Donuts, and then come back. If I got to go, I got to go. If she might be in there for 4 days doing her makeup, or God knows what's going on in there, that why, you know, she could be writing her next novel. I don't know
okay.
what's going on.
Okay. Rebecca, that's not your thing, right?
No, not at all. To me, that is so bizarre. It is a private thing. It should not be like you just waltz right in and just go.
Well, wait a minute. So, guys,
that's not okay.
So, just to be clear, you have a one-bedroom, one-bathroom apartment. So, it kind of, makes it tough to find your own place, right?
Yeah, but there's a thing called waiting.
Right.
It's not a big enough place that if someone's in the bathroom, you can't hear them anyways. What's the difference if I'm in the room or you're in the room? It doesn't really make a difference. It's all natural body functions. We hear it all the time. Who cares?
Wow. But here's the thing. Here's the kicker is that his whole family's like that.
Ronan, your whole family just has open door policy?
Yeah, we've been like this our entire lives. What's the matter with it? So you're brushing your teeth and someone needs to go to the bathroom. You have one bathroom. What are you supposed to do?
Take a seat and wait your turn somewhere
else? Yeah, exactly. No, take a seat and not wait your turn.
Take a seat.
So his mom will walk in on him. Like, tell me that's not bizarre. To me, this might, like, it might be a deal breaker. Like, I just don't, there's no lock. Like, I can't pee at his mother's house. Like, it's just very, very, it's not okay to me.
Well, you can pee at my mother's house, but, you know, like my
not
daddy
alone.
Used to say, it's better to evict the tenant than to keep landlord in debt. You got to go. You got to go.
Wow. So you guys have polar opposites. And I know why you came to court, because you got to get this settled.
Yes,
either
this
you
needs
both
to
are,
be
right?
settled.
Either you both think that that's fine, or you both, you know, agree to not do it. Boundaries.
Or somebody gets a litter box.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Ronan, you have absolutely no problem with it. You don't care if you're in there and Rebecca would come
you're
in and do
in
what
there.
She's got to do. That's good. I'll be there.
Oh, my God.
But, Rebecca, you want that door. You want your time, right? Exclusively, you don't want him to do anything in there.
Yeah, there's a thing called privacy, and apparently it doesn't exist in his language.
Okay. I mean, you think it's a deal breaker?
For me, I am almost to that point. I would like some other opinions to see, like, am I crazy? Am I being over the top? Because that's what he says. But I really feel like I'm not.
Okay. Ronan.
I think it's better to be pissed than pooped. You know what I mean? Come on in.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so, you know, they always say opposites attract, but in this case, this might be an opposite distract. So let's see. All right, you two.
Ew.
I know. So why don't you just stay tuned in the apartment, which I'm assuming you're there now, and see what our listeners think about can a couple, you know, that doesn't go together stay together, right?
You're right.
Something
correct.
Like that?
Something
yeah.
like that. Yes.
I mean, do you go together? if you don't go
stay
together.
Together.
Yeah, whatever. All right, stay tuned, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, let's help them out. If they can be helped, it might be, I don't know. It might be too much of a difference there to deal with. Okay. So, one bedroom, one bathroom. And as you heard Ronan, hey, if you got to go, you got to go, regardless. He says she takes too much time in the bathroom getting ready, yada, yada, yada. So, is there any hope for these guys? 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Morning Court today, Couples Court. Yeah, in case you missed it, Ronan wants to potty like it's 1999.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, okay, good. So he, come on. It's kind of clever.
I mean, it's kind of clever. I'll give you that, but I reserve the right to groan.
All right, fine. Potty like it's 1999. So he likes an open-door policy. That's how he's raised his family. Just, you got to go, you got to go. And grab a seat if you need to. If she's doing her makeup, he wants to sit and do business. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's hard for her. I don't even know if this couple can make it.
I don't know.
But
so
that's why we have couples court today. See if you can help out. We're going to start with you, Mike. What do you say?
Good morning. I think door locked, fan on, shower running, tunes ripping. Been married 33 years. We haven't had a problem. I renovated two houses. Both my bathrooms, sound deadening insulation, soundboard on both sides of the wall.
Yeah,
it's private, and I get it. I get it's a natural bodily function, but you know what, man? Some things need to be private, and I feel that that is definitely one of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
That and putting on Spanx in front of your spouse.
Don't do that.
Dude, those are two things that you just don't want to see.
Keep that in mind, Mike.
No comment.
There's a smart guy. Mike is a smart guy.
I like you, Mike.
That's how he's married 30 years.
Mike. Hey, I love you guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
Good work, guys.
Appreciate it. That's funny.
Oh, yeah, you too.
Yeah, you too. Definitely icy out there. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Well, good morning. This is Amy.
Hi, Amy.
From Watertown, listening to your show.
Well, thank you.
All right.
So I have some opinions on this matter. Thank
you. Hear it.
So, first of all, I think they need to find a different apartment or a different place to live.
Right.
One bedroom, one bath for two people with these personalities, I don't think is going to work for them.
Right.
The other thing I find, I'm comfortable when I was married. I was comfortable having him come in if I was using the bathroom. He did not care for that at all. Never, ever, ever in the 35 years when I was with him. Was I ever allowed to be in the bathroom if he had to go number two, right? It was like, you know, it's a privacy thing, and
yeah.
I get that.
Well, is it really fun for anybody?
And he should respect that.
Right.
I mean, what I hear is I hear the lady saying, this is really bothering me, and I'm hearing him dismissing it.
Yes.
And I think that's a real... I think that's a real red flag.
You know what, Amy, you bring up a good point. I also question the chemistry of that relationship. It's off. Something's off.
Who has to go suddenly?
Yeah.
I mean...
He doesn't care.
Unless the guy's got
chronic
diarrhea.
Indian food?
Yeah. I don't know
right, you know?
Yeah, he could have chronic diarrhea. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, I don't know.
Amy, you bring up a good point. I question their chemistry, too.
He's not respecting
he doesn't
her
care.
Opinion.
Not at all.
No.
He's being rather flippant about it,
that's my opinion.
Anyway, that's my two cents.
Well, he can learn from that. Amy, thanks for calling. We appreciate you listening, okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to keep on listening.
I enjoy your show.
Okay, thank you.
Oh,
thanks, Amy. Bye-bye.
You bet. Thank you.
Brian, what is your take today for the couples court, Ronan and Rebecca?
Well, I agree kind of both ways because my wife and I have somewhat of an open-door policy. So there is a little in and out while one's doing what one is doing and the other's got to do what the other's got to do.
Right.
But also, I agree that with on the makeup part,
okay.
If you're going to be in a bathroom doing makeup for that long, you could always get a vanity for your bedroom like they used to have centuries ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, that was my thing. I mean,
I like it, Brian. So
mainly compromising.
I think what Brian's saying is one is fun, but two is ooh. Don't do it.
Are you saying that?
Brian, is that what you're saying?
Pretty much. You know, you got to tinkle real quick. You got to tinkle, but you got to sit down. I mean, I don't want nobody sitting down really while I'm brushing my teeth. It's kind of
good. No, that's not the combo we're looking
for. One is fun?
One is fun.
Yeah.
Two is ew. Yeah.
Thank you.
You like that?
Dr. Seuss.
Wow. That's a sign that they need in their bathroom.
Oh, the places you'll go.
Okay. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
The vanity is the answer. Okay, bye, Brian.
That's it right there. It's not Dr. Seuss novel.
Yeah.
Right. One is fine. One is fun. Two is...
Two.
Right. Oh.
Places you'll go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Listen, I mean, that's a starter anyway, right? Maybe we just cut it down to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right. You know, a compromise.
That'd be the compromise. 888-410-1057. Is this couple doomed? What do you think? 1057 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF. Brian, good morning. We got a morning court today that's a couple's court. And Iran is right because Rebecca's about to run. If her boyfriend, Ronan, doesn't leave her alone when she's in the bathroom. So Ronan was brought up in a family with an open door, you know, mom, dad, they didn't care. Go in, whether you got to do your business. If someone's in there, oh, well, not their problem.
Right.
And that's not how Rebecca was raised. She's having a hard time with it in this one bedroom. She likes him, everything but that. Are they doomed? I don't know. Can they come together on this? Let's see what Rick has to say. Good morning, Rick. What do you say?
Yeah, hey, it's Rick. I'm going to have to side with the girlfriend. You know, you got to have your privacy in there.
Okay.
Yep.
But I do make an exception, though. I do bring in the 105.7 morning team with me.
Oh, thanks.
Hallelujah.
Just to let you know, so I don't miss anything.
Lucky us, Rick.
Yeah.
Hey, join the crowd. Thank
you. I love it. Rick, that's the best commercial for our show ever.
Oh, we bring you in the bathroom.
Yes.
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 The ROR Morning Show, the show you can poop with.
Yes. Take us with you wherever you go.
Yes. Rick. That's right. Wherever you go.
Okay. Wherever you go.
Yep.
If you guys patent this, I want a piece of the pie.
Oh, you got it.
Okay,
you
know, all right.
We'll never forget you, Rick.
Okay, thanks. Okay,
wow, I mean, that could be our new slogan.
You don't want that pie.
Take us with you.
Wherever you go.
Yeah, there you go.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay, it's morning court today. It was a couple's court. We spoke with Ronan and Rebecca. Moved in together recently. Things are going great. She really likes him. He likes her. But they were raised differently. Okay? Open door policy. So with one bed, one bath, you know, there's a lot of times where you both need the room, so to speak.
Right.
And Rick has no problem using it when she's in there doing hair, shower, whatever.
Yeah.
But she does not like that.
No.
Not at all, okay? So that's her complaint. She says, Ronan, it was just brought up that way. When she goes to his folks' house, they don't even close the door.
Yeah, that's weird.
Right?
Tinkle,
little star.
Okay.
Right? I mean, good grief. So anyway, I'm not sure if this couple's doomed or not. Is there a shot? What do you say, Jeff?
Man, I'm telling you, I grew up in a house with three kids and two parents, and it was kind of an open door policy. But as an adult, there's no way that I could do that. I think that they need to find a mutual ground, and she needs to be a little bit more expeditious in the bathroom, and he just needs to wait his turn.
Expeditious.
Yes, expeditious.
Keep it moving.
Yep.
Maybe that's a good suggestion.
Right.
Yeah, she doesn't. They're never going to be comfortable. She's never going to be comfortable with it. So what can we do to work around? Maybe that's the workaround. Good idea, Jeff. Thank you.
There you go.
Sure. Okay, have a great day. Bye-bye. Stay safe out there. Leslie, thanks for hanging on. What's your take today?
My take is a little compromise. I grew up, we had one bathroom for eight people. We went into the bathroom if you were female, not mixed. But in a relationship, I'm a nurse. I've been in bathrooms with people so many times, I'm desensitized to it. But I agree. Mm-hmm. One is fine. Two is out of the question.
Well, two is ooh, is what
two
we're
two is ooh.
Do you remember?
Two
that?
Is definitely ooh.
Right.
The second thing, that I feel about this is, you know, maybe they should have two bathrooms. She should leave the bathroom and let him go to the bathroom if she's taking her time putting makeup on.
Yeah.
And then she can come back in the bathroom afterwards.
Yeah.
I just think that
she doesn't want to do that.
To compromise and so speak. But
she does not want to go in after. Because I don't think she's gone nose blind yet. Like maybe you have, Leslie.
Right.
But,
absolutely draw the line at the family walking in the bathroom.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's
crazy. I would not want the mother or anybody else walking in. Him one thing. I've seen him in all his in all his glory. But I do not want, I don't want the muff on our pants down when I'm going to the bathroom.
No,
I agree with that. That's just, that is totally beyond.
Yeah. No, it's
that's
it's bizarre. I question whether or not they'll ever, you know, get over it and move on, right? Without at least a two bedroom. All right, Leslie.
I agree with that.
All right, thanks
for calling.
Leslie.
We appreciate you listening. Okay.
Yep.
Bye, Leslie. Good morning, ROR. What do you think?
Good morning. I just have one comment.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember that how long a minute lasts depends on which side of the bathroom door you're on.
Yes, Kimo Sabe. Those are words to live by.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If they seem to want to be in the bathroom at the same time, then maybe she could say, hey, I'm going to be in there for a while. Do you have to go?
Yeah, no, exactly right. There's got to be some compromise. I'm not sure about these two, you know. We'll see. But that's very good advice. Thank you for sharing, okay?
You're welcome.
All right, take care. Wise old man say, yes. How long minute lasts depends on which side of room you're in.
All right. Yeah, I guess.
Huh?
I
ancient
know.
Philosophy.
I just think
I like
how long a minute lasts is how long you're on a treadmill. That's what
okay,
I. That's
fine.
Me, but that's a different story.
All right, let's see what Tony. Tony, what do you say this morning about our couples today?
Hey, I think she's got two choices.
Okay.
Ask him to use the bathroom before she goes in.
Okay.
Or for Valentine's Day, buy him a porta potty, portable toilet. And put his name on it and put it in front of the door when she goes in the bathroom.
Ooh, like a compost toilet.
Yeah, you know, for like an older person, senior citizen thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. A commode.
Just put his name on the back of it, you know?
Put his name on the back of it.
You know? Yeah, have a seat, buddy.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez. Tony.
He cleans it when he's done.
Yeah, well, yeah, that'd be his job for sure. Thanks, Tony.
Okay.
Love you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right, Tony, just, hey, we asked for ideas.
Yes, we asked for this.
Yes, okay. Boy. Well, that's what, listen, we took the case of Ronan and Rebecca, and I hope that maybe they got something out of it. Compromise is the answer that everybody kind of, you know,
I just, you know,
into.
What? How about a lock on the door?
Yep.
Too bad.
Right?
I would install a lock and be like, hey, I'm putting on my makeup. There's a Dunk's down the street.
Give me a coffee while you're out.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's it. While you're in the bathroom.
Yes.
In the bathroom with Leslie was great. Okay, so anyway, good luck, guys. The answer is obviously two beds. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Get a house with two baths, and then you might make it. Okay, is Zoe going to call in? We're going to talk to Zoe? Well, look at that.
Oh, Football Friday.
Yeah, with Scott Zolak. It's been a crazy week. Of course, with Brady's retirement, there's been some resentment about whether or not he dissed the Pats. Well, let's see if Zoe can give us a hot take or two on that.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
He's been dishing out hot takes all week over there on the Sports Hub, so we'll see what he's got for us today. That's coming up next. Right now, it's 828. Temps dropped all the way to 33, going down to 20.
Nice.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.